Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, here we go. A new day, a new week. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick the new week and the new day off, just like we do. New day, new week, but same formula, because it works. Joining me again from the humid state of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, you know that I'm a refugee from California, right?
I do. I know that for sure, yes.
I was looking at them. They've had incredible rains, snows. They should be hip deep in water, reservoirs full. But because of their crazy environmental laws, we're going to save the fish. It all has to flow into the sea. And, of course, we can't do desalinization. I lived literally right behind a desalinization plant. And we have our little town had more water than we could deal with. And yet we still had water use regulations because the state put one law in to cover everybody. My wife said, let's move to where water falls from the sky. All of a sudden, I think she's brilliant because California can't. I mean, it's like, what's the old joke? If it was raining champagne, they'd have me out there with a fork.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things I've wondered about with you, I mean, you are a petrochemical engineer of some sort, right?
Mostly power and research and development, but when I was here, I got into the oil field a little bit, yeah.
Right, but I mean, California is a stupid state for you to have to ply your trade. It's they'll shut themselves off.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
If the rest of the United States ever got mad at California, they'd go, why don't you just take care of that yourself?
We'll just turn your power off. How do you like that?
Exactly. Right, Dave. I helped build power plants in Arizona to keep the lights on in California. On the other coast, and because there's so much to talk about, I want to make sure we talk about at least some defensive gun uses.
Okay.
I saw one that was just over the... I went, wow, this would make a movie. It happened about 35 miles north of Columbus, Ohio. This ordinary guy, he happens to be driving a U-Haul truck, pulls into a gas station just after dark. It's a Tuesday evening. And he sees what becomes or could have become mass murder unfold right in front of him. This crazy carjacker shoots this mom who's fueling up her SUV. Just, I want you to not get out of here, lady. He shoots first and asks questions later. We don't know, and there's no audio on the video, security videos, if the guy driving the van said anything. But now the murderer, carjacker, starts shooting at the guy in the van. Unlike the other victims, this guy was armed. He shoots back. The great news is our van driver wasn't injured. He stops the murderer, calls for help. EMTs come, they try and save the woman and the murderer. Unfortunately, both die. This crazy carjacker started with he was shooting at people, tries to break into a home, just shoots at a food truck in Columbus, and then takes off driving north, shooting at people as he goes. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, not a lot of method to that madness.
No, it is madness. And people go, oh, we need to impose another regulation to stop this. Because ink on paper is going to stop crazy. Boy, what are you drinking?
You know,
and why didn't you share it?
The thing, I'm so tired of the reliance on restraining orders, domestic violence restraining orders, gun-free zone signs. I'm really tired of that because I kind of think anybody that believes in that, they probably need to go see a therapist.
We've got, I don't know if we want to cover this, but we have, what, a dozen states where their legislature needs therapy then.
I guess.
I mean, we used to think of Michigan as being reasonable. Now that they have a Democrat majority in the House, the Senate, and the governor, questionable elections in Detroit,
sure.
They're going full hog on gun control.
Yeah.
And it won't solve any problem anywhere. It's going to put more people in the ground. That's scary to me, Bill.
Absolutely it is. And, I mean, I understand the motivation behind those things, but at some point you need to take a go look at there's this dusty bottle in the corner. It's full. It hasn't been touched in a long time by most of these people. It's called the bottle of reality. Take a long draw on that bottle.
Yep.
Because if you're out there and your premise is public safety, and if your premise is restricting violence, well, then you're going to have to do some things to restrict violence. But one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to understand that violence is only stopped by counter-violence.
Right.
By people willing to wage counter-violence. And relying on somebody that you're going to make a phone call to when, you know, I think in L.A. right now they've decommissioned basically 28 or 29 different categories of 911 calls that they're going to answer now.
Wow.
So, I mean, okay. So what's left after that point? Who's going to be actually the one responding? You better be your own responder. You better be your own responder. Other than that, if you don't, you're going to become a casualty. Those are your choices.
I want to amplify what you said, because I think the way you just said it was brilliant. Guys who are criminals are going to go break all the rules of society. And politicians say, oh, what we need to do to stop that is to establish more rules. And you're saying, no, we need to first stop them, and then we can have society deal with them later. Perfect. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Well, if they survive it.
Yeah, if they survive it, right?
If the bad guys survive, okay, fine. Let's prosecute them till the ends of the earth. And if they don't survive, well, just, you know. Okay. It is a absolute fact of life that it is an occupational hazard to be a bad guy because you might get perforated.
Right.
When you're trying to ply your trade.
Bad guys know this, Bill. The joke is, have you ever heard of a criminal who would try to tear up an NRA convention? He's looking at 15,000 armed guys in that convention hall. People have asked me, do armed citizens make me worried? I'd go, you really have no idea where I've been, do you?
Yeah. So, anyway. Looking at all those things and everything, that's just, you have a choice you can make out there. You can be your own first responder, which means you're going to be a reactive. You're going to be a disruptor. You're probably going to save some lives. Or you can have 911 on your first position of speed dial and pray. And pray they answer the phone. Coming into the first break, how does everybody find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast that comes out once a week. It's a snack food of a podcast. I'm also a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up and carried at Amaland. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Did I interrupt you when you were about to say something as we were heading into the break?
We have hours of conversation. We're going to have to cut that down to a few minutes this hour.
So what was the, so there was, are we moving on?
Oh, just, yeah, we're moving on.
Okay.
Hey, you've had John Petrolino on. I admire the heck out of him.
Yes.
And he covers New Jersey like a blanket, bless him. And he's... We've seen credit card companies who were leaned on by Democrat senators and by a union-controlled bank And they said, yeah, we think it'd be a great idea if we put in a special code whenever you went to a sporting goods store, because that way we can track firearms. Mm. Baloney. But to me, that's socialism. Yeah, you can have a business as long as we allow it.
Yeah.
And here we had, not Chris Murphy, that's the Governor Murphy in New Jersey. I forgot his first name. He's saying, yeah, all you casinos, you guys are heavily regulated, both federal and state. Be a shame if anything happened to you. In fact, you took COVID funds from us before. How about you make your entire property of the casino into a gun-free zone? So if you're delivered, just like colleges and universities used to be, if you're making a delivery, nope, can't be armed. You know, I'm going, is this going to apply to the armed guards delivering cash and taking cash from the casino too? Are we that stupid? And if it doesn't apply to the law enforcement and armed guards and security guards, why should it apply to me and my wife? I mean, literally, if you couldn't leave your car, well, this is saying concealed carry. So in theory, you could leave it locked up. Can I have it in my suitcase as I check in? This is, my gosh, talk about poorly thought out ideas. But that's kind of what we expect from Murphy in New Jersey.
So Phil Murphy is trying to strong arm the casinos of New Jersey?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, so my thought is this, as far as that goes, if the businesses feel like they're being squeezed too much in time, they'll just move. Wouldn't you think? I mean,
right.
Casinos, that's sort of a dicey thing, but they're going to, New Jersey is a tricky state because, Tim Knight and his merry band of grassroots people, the ones that went into Colorado and got that recall set up. And
right.
They went into New Jersey to try to go after Sweeney when he was the president of the Senate.
Yep.
And nobody would stand up and work with them on that.
And right. They were afraid.
They were afraid. So, I mean, New Jersey is one of those states that has been so clamped down on for so long. There's a lot of, with the exception of the Tony Simons and the Calandros and the Petrolinos and all those other guys, with that exception, most of the populace seems to be somewhat Stockholm syndrome.
Cowed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean,
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, they're just not interested in going in and doing the fight. And
on the other hand, you do remember that Sweeney got thrown out by a Republican truck driver.
Yeah, with a $6,000 budget.
The guy goes, yeah, what did he make deliveries every morning? Because he had a local route,
yep.
And he was walking precincts every afternoon. And his neighbor said, God, anybody but Sweeney. Yeah, you know what? I'll take a risk on you. So, wow. I don't know what to make of that, Bill. I've got facts without an explanation.
Well, I think eventually everybody, I mean, you look at Portland. I fully expect
right.
These cities where they have a bunch of Antifa and a bunch of Black Lives Matter violence, I expect the populace at some point, out of fear, to rise up and to take to the streets against Antifa and Black
yes.
Lives Matter. And I expect them to clean their clocks. Because this is not the majority of America. This is a group out there that one person can't possibly face, but a like-sized element facing them, they're done.
Oh.
They're just simply done. And
right. Well, and did you notice how the feds would clamp down on anybody who said, yeah, We'll break arms and take names unless they were Antifa. I mean, we saw it in California. We saw it in, was it St. Louis and then in Memphis? The feds would say, you're inciting violence. No, sir. I'm just standing here and I won't put up with any. Effectively, that's what we saw in Kenosha.
Yeah.
A bunch of rioters chased down Rittenhouse. He defended himself.
Yeah.
He tried to turn himself into the cops. And, yeah, move. that's still going on.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, I think everybody gets to the point to where they are just not going to put up with too much nonsense anymore. And it's, what does it take to get them to that point?
Right.
I guess that's my question. But, you know, in your state where you live, in the part of Louisiana, like I know in New Orleans is like a state within a state.
Yes.
But the rest of Louisiana, the stuff that happens in New Orleans, they wouldn't dare do that in the rest of the state.
No.
And
no, they would not.
It's the same way in a lot of these liberty-loving states that have these little blue enclaves within them. And
Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. Austin, that's going to I'm just waiting to see what that grows up to be, because that's going to be an interesting interesting build up in so many ways, but I don't know.
We see it in Seattle, Washington. Lots of companies have left Seattle. We see not only
and they've gone to
residential
Austin.
Prices. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, what were you saying about the residential part?
Oh, well, just we're seeing prices plummet in San Francisco. At some point, the San Francisco City Council said, you can't board up and abandon your office buildings. We're going to fine you. And they're going, people break in. You won't stop them. We're gone. More and more, was it in Portland? I think all the Walmarts closed.
Yeah.
They said, you're not stopping shoplifting. We can't afford to do business here.
Things are bad when they close the Walmarts. Walmart is like the cockroach of the big box stores. You can put a Walmart anywhere. When I was stationed in Leesville, Louisiana, the only business in town was the Walmart, besides the tattoo parlors and the strip clubs. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas. Somehow we find something to talk about.
Ninja. That's right. That's right. Well, it's a very target-rich environment. It's not a really heavy home for us, is it? Anyway, we'll be right back.
It's not.
This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. It's the first veto from President Biden. He rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG.
I just signed this veto because legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country.
Biden originally issued the rule so money managers could consider climate change and other ESG factors when making decisions for retirement investments for clients. The Republicans see it as a part of a broader woke agenda. Former President Trump preparing to be arrested tomorrow in New York City. He'll only be arrested if he is indicted by a Manhattan grand jury in a case involving hush money paid to a porn star. The former president may not be handcuffed, but he will be read his Miranda rights, booked, then arraigned. An American aid worker who was being held captive in West Africa is now free. Jeffrey Woodkey was kidnapped in Niger 6 years ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Show of hands, how many people think I should change the bumps?
I'm happy with those.
Well, let me know at Bill at Lock and Load, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Joined again by Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And that's the truth. You know, we were just talking about how we find something to talk about. We don't have to find something to talk about. We have to pick out what we can fit right in, don't we?
Yes, I long for the day when the infringements on our rights are so few that we have to dig to find them. But celebrate. We'd hoist a glass. We might even visit New York City to celebrate.
Might. Well, I mean, you know, it used to be, prior to the total politicization of this country, prior to COVID and everything, Rob and I were on a tear. We were training once a year in the same place.
Yep.
And then COVID got in the way. And then it's still to a certain point in the way in certain places. I still see people wearing masks. Anyway, I digress.
I did too.
I digress.
It seems so strange.
Yeah, it just knocked us off of our game and everything. But what I'm saying, it'd be so much nicer to sit out there and say, you know, I just tried this new holster. Rob, have you tried it yet? No, Bill, tell me about it. Well, it's great. You know, that kind of thing.
You are still, I see your videos, and I'm sure there are a stack of them you haven't gotten to yet. You're playing with some very nice firearms. When it comes to being a gun foodie, you're an elite connoisseur. Wow.
Well, I got a comment today on, you're talking about the Terran guns, aren't you? The Terran tactical guns.
Well, the Gucci Glocks, the Terrans. Yeah, sure.
So somebody emails me today wanting to go, listen, I don't want to wait for 60 weeks. Will you sell me your Terran Tactical Innovations Copperhead Glock 34? It was a very short email to write in reply. No. But, I mean, you know, what I'm on the look for, though, I mean, the next videos I've got coming out are going to be about box stock guns.
Good.
Because the Glock, now the Glock, the Terran Tactical, if you ever have the time to do it, and I don't know if they would do it or not, I haven't looked at their menu or not, but you ought to have them do a Timney trigger the way they do it on one of your Glocks if you get a chance, if they'll just do that. I'll have to look and see about that. But what they do, that trigger is the closest thing to a single action trigger you're going to find on a striker fired gun. They take the Timney trigger for the Glock, and they put their own connector and some other rod that they have developed at Terran Tactical Innovations and connect it up with that, and it's now, you definitely don't want to be touching it till you're ready to fire. It's not a hair trigger, but it is a light trigger. So if you're used to a 5.5 pound Glock trigger, you're going to be like, dear God. But, I mean, the thing about it is with the Glock, I find a lot of people, with me, for example, I picked up a FN-509. I'm going to take a second look at the FN-509 and the Walther PDP. Now, see, I made a big mistake with that, and this cost me a lot of money. I took the Walther PDP and the FN-509 out, and I went and shot them on the same day as I shot a Chambers custom pistol that was mated with a Knights Armament AR-15. The pistol itself was $10,000.
Right? Wow.
Compensated, weighted, the weight on the barrel and the springing, and I mean, you pulled the gun, you could feel a slight tremor impulse going down your arm as it went off. There was very little, if any, recoil felt.
Right.
So then you pick up any other gun from that, and I mean, no matter how well it's executed, they just feel snappy. Right? So I shot those on the same day as I shot that, and then I did the review on them, and I sold them. But I've been thinking, I need to give them a second look, so I'm about to give them a second look. But with the Terran Tactical guns, the Glock, the 17 with the copperhead treatment, it weighs less than a standard Glock 26 when it's loaded.
Interesting.
That they have really lightened it up. The springing, the way they figure out the spring and the mass inertia on the slide and the way the trigger works and everything else is going. It's actually cycling faster and getting back into battery faster than a stock Glock will. So I mean, you can literally run it and run it hard and stay on target in the pie plate size. You know.
Wow.
I wish I'd had one of those at Steve Fisher's class because I would have zeroed that round.
Okay, now we've got plans for this fall.
Yeah.
We just made them up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to flip that over. What are the entry level guns? Of course, the Sky, Kel-Tec. What else?
Taurus.
Taurus. All right. You know what? If a single mom goes, man, my neighborhood, they're not arresting the thugs. I need a gun. Compared to the Jimenez arms, oh my gosh, those are hands over fist better firearms. So even at the bottom, we've lifted the standard so high, you can carry those guns, they're reliable. Are they as smooth? Are they as fast? Are they as comfortable? No. Will they do the job? 100%.
One of the most...
go on.
An interesting thing is, when Fisher travels, Fisher is carrying, he's carrying easily six figures worth of handguns. I mean, he doesn't own stock handguns. All of his handguns have been so massaged, or he's helped develop them. He's carrying guns from Nighthawk. He's carrying guns from Agency Arms. He's carrying guns from Chambers Custom. I mean, he's just got just it makes you salivate just to think about it. Steve is a big fan of the Taurus G3 line.
Really?
He thinks they are excellent pistols because as a striker-fired pistol, they have second strike capability. If you hit a bad primer or something, you don't have to run the slide or anything else to...
Gotcha.
It will give you a second strike capability. And they shoot, they run, they work. You know, I hear some people say, well, they don't work with hollow points, which I need to take. I've got a G3C here, the little itty-bitty gun, which when it's so far, it has run as good as any little gun I've ever shot. Any gun, period. No hiccups, no nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got it and I shot it, I got rid of the SIG P365.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it fills my hand a little bit more. It feels better. So the entry-level guns, that level has entry-level is really sort of a misleading phrase, isn't it?
Well, there was a time, what was it, between World War II and Vietnam, when lots of people were making some pretty inexpensive guns. The soldiers had brought home full-size military arms, and then somebody went, oh, there's this niche for smaller guns. And basically, that used to mean a detective's snub-nose revolver, and they said, no, you know, there are autos that will fit in that range. Some of them were not built very well.
Not the case today. Now the bar has been raised. The bar has been raised heavily and hard, and it's up there. I mean, the quality is so much better. We're coming up on the next break, so hold that thought and tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep that to 20 minutes. Comes out once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. That runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,100 articles there. My writing has been picked up by Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, where I write the Armed Citizens column.
And his stuff gets reprinted all over the place. All over the place. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Where would you like to go next, please, sir?
You brought this one to mind when you mentioned our colleague, Tim Knight. Tennessee had established constitutional carry, and it went down to 21 years of age. And then somebody sued the Tennessee to say, hey, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, what? We treat them like adults in other respects. You can enter contracts, get married, have mortgages. All that. They're adults. We put them in prison like adults, and you're telling us they can't defend themselves like adults? Why is that? And seeing the writing on the wall, the attorney general there said, yeah, okay, all without legislation, he'll just say, all right, I'll concede that 18 to 20-year-olds should be able to carry a firearm in public. Now, I don't know if that then changes their permitting scheme or it's only wouldn't that be crazy? Because I think the law was about constitutional carry. If they could carry without a permit, but they didn't modify their permitting scheme. So there are a bunch of things that get to be sorted out. The judge put that decision on hold. That hold ended last Friday, Bill. And now we've got to sort out and figure out, all right, what does this really mean when the iron hits the street? So there is some good news. There are places where, you know, we talked about backdoor deals in New Jersey. This one's right out in public, and it still leaves us scratching our head trying to figure out, it's great that we won. What did we win again? Explain that to me, Judge. How does this work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing about legislatively, they're very up in arms. Everybody's writing about what the judiciary has done with the Bruin decision.
Okay.
And the newly radicalized Second Amendment, as it is, it's so newly radicalized, and it's interesting where they're going with it, because you know before they started doing the Dobbs decision and the Bruin decision, well, the Supreme Court was the law of the land.
Yes.
The law of the land. And the Heller decision, well, you know, they didn't spell out what we could and couldn't do. So they said it was still subject to reasonable regulation. So that, what is reasonable? Well, whatever we can come up with.
Right.
Now the Bruin decision has spelled it out. So now they're very, very frazzled over this and everything else. And it's, It's actually quite amusing.
I don't know where it's all going to end up. I really don't.
Well, where it's all going to end up is until things change, until there's another majority of in the Supreme Court, which I don't know how we get to that point at this particular moment. People age, they die, they get replaced, and it's become almost like a game, I think, for some of these justices. Like, I'm almost certain that Clarence Thomas is going, I'm not dying and retiring until somebody at least as good as me can be put in my place. Because they get it. I mean, look at Ketanji Brown Jackson. What? Look at Elena Kagan. She never served as a judge anywhere, and she's a Supreme Court justice.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
All of the all of the leftist judges are there because they serve a quota, and that's a really, really thin reason.
Yes,
to put somebody in the final resting place of all things constitutional. So,
do you know, is New Mexico in the Ninth Circuit or the Fifth?
I don't
know. The reason that comes to mind is the Fifth Circuit, which includes Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, they have pretty reasonable firearms regulations. And I'm looking at New Mexico and going, they just imposed some craziness. They have to be in the Ninth, otherwise they wouldn't try that craziness. And I'm going, I could imagine a conservative judge saying, you can't manage your affairs. We're going to impose a special master, just as we did in busing. You are guilty. You will agree to this consent decree, and we will manage firearms licensing and regulation for you until such time as you've obeyed our laws and we see fit. Wow.
According to Her Majesty the Google, New Mexico is in the newly organized 10th Circuit.
10th?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know their record enough to understand it. Isn't that, despite what Clarence Thomas said, we still treat the Second Amendment as very much a second-class right?
Yep.
And let me stop there, because I saw this and I went, oh, this guy gets it. Minnesota is imposing a bunch of firearms restrictions, one of which was where you put two not too bad ideas and they suddenly become horrible.
Right.
One is store your firearms when you're not using them. Great. Have your ammunition stored separately. Maybe. Oh, then they say no. Firearms have to be locked up when you're not using them, and they must be unloaded. And a sheriff of this rural county in Minnesota said, stop. That doesn't work. I've got like 720 square miles. There's no way I can ever be where my citizens need me to be all the time to keep them safe. Have you noticed we have weather up here in Minnesota? And self-defense is a valid concern. Note that we already have laws that say you have to safely store your firearm if there's someone under 18 in the home.
Well,
and then he gets political. He says, throw this bill out.
I look at those laws that they put in place, the ones they can't possibly enforce.
As, yes.
It's sort of a gotcha law so that if anything does happen. So,
right.
Like, say they had to serve a warrant for something completely unrelated. And they find that they have firearms, and they find that they are not safely stored. So
right.
Now we got another charge for you, buddy.
Right. Public prosecutors routinely way overcharge so that you will take a plea deal. Sometimes the way they overcharge is ridiculous, and if you're innocent, the prosecution becomes the sentence.
Right.
Fighting it is really hard.
Right. So, Yeah, Minnesota. Well, I mean, Minnesota was leading. Minnesota's been leading the way for a while. I mean, they were the first ones to defund the police. They were the first ones to have the BLM violence and everything that spread like a contagion across the country.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know, they're sitting back.
Do you remember they also had that Somali cop who shot an Australian woman who was reporting an assault, and she runs up with a cell phone in her hand, and the Nigerian Somali officer just shoots her right there. Boom.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. Now, and then there are places where we expect, look, I thought Maryland was clearly going to follow the New Jersey model, but their gun control was beat back in their Senate, and the comments are, yeah, we're not done with this. Wait till it reaches the House. And there was one exception where they said you can't carry at all in facilities that serve liquor, and the guy goes, you know, short of walking into a Subway sandwich shop, what? I can't go have a sit-down meal? All right, McDonald's and Subway. And I was surprised. I thought that would just roll right through, but it didn't. So some of our compatriots have been speaking up and changing legislators' minds. I don't know. Life is too interesting for me to know what to expect about it, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing I know about politicians, they really like being politicians. But we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today. Before you ask, you know what's coming. It's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the Talk About Guns coming up next.
Sweet!
Yeah. So check Rob out. He is both written and audio. And coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.